seeing every other child of God not as a member of some denominated religious institution that is bound together by peculiar doctrines and traditions, but seeing them as accepted by God and perfect in Christ and fellow strugglers and victors in the body of our risen Lord. I feel the need to say that these introductory comments have a point. Most of them do. Just in case you're beginning to check your schedules to determine if you have time to get to a different class. I told that story about that introduction to the strange lady. Perhaps stranger lady would be more... No, I think that's worse. The lady who was a stranger. For a reason. But first, I want to give you just a short little lesson in English. I'm an English teacher, which should send a shiver of abject terror through many of you. But it's very short. Don't be alarmed. Some of the most common words in the English language are a, an, and the. Those of us who attempt to teach English, and there is no subject that obviously is not being taught in our educational system than that one, we actually refer to those words as definite articles. Now, when I taught junior high English, which, by the way, is cruel and unusual punishment, we referred to those words, a, an, and the, as noun signals, which simply means when you see a, an, or the, it means that a noun is about to happen. A noun, by definition, is a naming word. There is a point to this. That point is, there is a great deal of difference between a Church of Christ and the Church of Christ. And here is where our words have often betrayed us. Here is where I believe our entire movement began to go astray in its concept of the nature of the Church of Jesus Christ. I honestly believe that this misconception is at the root of what has produced the combative, argumentative, adversarial spirit that has characterized many of us in restoration congregations. Nowhere is that misconception more evident than in our view of denominationalism. To denominate means to differentiate by name. That means that all names, by definition, are denominational. That's what that means. That's the reason we name things. That's the reason why you don't name all of your sons Robert or Bubba, unless maybe you live in West Virginia. But Paul's words, the churches of Christ salute you, were never intended to indicate the name that various congregations should use to identify themselves. I want you to listen carefully to this. I heard this all of my growing up years. Those words, the churches of Christ salute you, were never intended to indicate the name that various congregations had to use to identify themselves. His words, brothers and sisters, were intended to be an adjective phrase, not a noun phrase. They were an adjective phrase that described those peculiar congregations or assemblies of people. as people who were characterized by their allegiance to the Bible and had pledged their faith in the resurrected Christ. Again, those words were intended to be an adjective phrase, not a noun phrase. At some point in Restoration history, when people asked members of Restoration congregations what church they attended, instead of saying they didn't attend a church, they began saying the Church of Christ, which meant that those words had now become a noun phrase, a name that distinguished them from other religious groups, rather than a description of us as people who had accepted the grace of God and been born again and become members of the kingdom of the resurrected Christ. This meant that the concept of what the church is had shifted, and that we had begun thinking of ourselves in denominational terms. We began to think of that name as synonymous with the kingdom of God. So why is it important to know about the Restoration movement? In some lesser way, it is important for the same reasons that it is important to know about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and Elijah. It is important because it is at the root of our identity, of who we are and why we exist and how we came into existence. Several years ago at the congregation where I was preaching, a large number began asking me why